Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and you're listening to God Still Heals. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening on tonight. We are excited about what God is doing in our life and in the life of the ministry. I count it a privilege to be able to share the word of God with you. I am sure that you have had a week of victory. I am sure that you have had a week of triumphantness. Yes, I am. I am sure that you have overcome, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. We honor today and thank God for our apostle, Apostle Sandra Thomas, amen, in Hillside, Illinois. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for Pastor Doris Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida, and Pastor Terry Knopp in Reform, Alabama. God has just increased us and enlarged us in so many areas. We thank God for what he's doing with God Still Heals. Amen. It's an awesome time to be among the saints. It's always good to know that your salvation is secure, that your eternity is secure. But there are some benefits to living holy. There are some benefits to selling out. There are some benefits, amen, to sowing and reaping. And you can have all of them. They're all available to each and every one of us from Genesis to Revelation. God has an order, and if you follow it, I promise he will keep his word. What he said he's going to do, he's going to do it. The question is, will we do what we said we would do? Won't you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you. We glorify you. You are so good to us. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us to another week. Thank you for increasing our faith. Thank you for giving us ears to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey. Thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy new every morning. Thank you. Father, thank you for these your people that are listening. God, I loose thine anointing of deliverance across these airways tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come against spirits of stubbornness. We come against spirits of witchcraft and mind control. In the name of Jesus, we lose truth and a love for the truth. In the name of Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that you are a restorator and a keeper. Glory to your name. Father, thank you. Father, I pray that the words that we share tonight, that they will go into good ground and they'll reap a harvest, that we will be able to live thereby, that it'll be a perpetual harvest, that it'll continue to produce a crop. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it is so, and so it is. Glory to God. Well, you all, I mean, it has been a week. I am sure that we have been praying for the people in Puerto Rico and Mexico, the people in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas in Texas, and for the state of Florida. My God in heaven. You know, it's amazing to me that we can come together in times of calamity and catastrophe, and you'll see the love of God. You'll see people help people irregardless to their race, irregardless to their religious beliefs. But how soon we forget after that calamity, after that pressure is lifted, after that need is met. My God, how soon we forget. Let's not be like that, saints of God. Let's remember one another in prayer. Remember to pray for those that are sick. Remember to pray for those that are outdoors. Pray for those that are still bound. Mm-hmm. Pray for them because your prayers are being answered. They are. We're not praying for form or for fashion. We're praying because we know that prayer works. We're praying because we know that that's what God told us to do. He said, the man ought always pray and not faint. He told us that if we believed what we prayed, when we prayed it, then we have possessed that that we asked for. So we can even rejoice in it. Amen. The 33rd Psalm says, I rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of terror strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with the loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as heap, and he laid up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and whose people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their work. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Excuse me. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Glory to God. That was the 33rd book of Psalms. Amen. I am excited. We're going to share with you what God has given us on tonight about redemption, about being a restorer, amen, about redeeming those things that are lost, time, emotion, relationship. God said, tell my people I'm a redeemer and I'm a keeper. That means we don't have to repeat the same loss over again. He's a redeemer and he's a keeper. Amen. A redeemer and a keeper. I'm excited about that. Yes, I am. The 51st division of Psalms in the 12th verse reads, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. That's the King James Version. Joel 2 and 25 reads, and I will restore to you the years of the locust have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wonderfully with thee, and my people shall never be ashamed. While Joel says his people shall never be ashamed. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because they called thee an outcast. This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Isaiah 61 and 7 reads, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Acts 3 and 19, we're going to read 19 through 21. That's Acts 3, 19 through 21. This is the word of the Lord, and he said he is a restorer and a keeper. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from, from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which is before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. You all, 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. 2 and 10 of Job reads, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had had before. Those are those friends that talked about him, those friends that said, what did you do? He prayed for them. Mm-hmm. 1 John 5 and 4 reads, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Do you believe that God is a restorer and a keeper? I do. Do you believe that God is a restorer and a keeper? Is that where your hope is? Is your hope in him? Mark 11 and 24 reads, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That's Mark 11 and 24. 1 Peter 5 and 10 reads, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that which we suffered a while, make ye perfect, established, strengthened, and settle you. Make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. We're going to talk about that in a minute. In a minute, we're going to talk about that. Zechariah 9 and 12. Zechariah 9 and 12. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. What are you hoping? What are you believing? Isaiah 42, 1 through 25, it reads, behold, my servant, I uphold mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles. His spirit is upon him, and he's going to bring judgment to his Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth. And the owl shall wait for his law. Thus say God the Lord, he that greeteth, the heavens and stretch them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. We're going to read that verse again. That's verse 6. He said, I, the Lord, shall call thee in righteousness. It says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee a covenant for the people for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name and my glory, will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before these spring forth, I tell you of them. I am excited about the God that is a restorer and a keeper. Do you hear me? A restorer and a keeper. Galatians 6 and 1 reads, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, which ye are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Mm-hmm. Brethren, that's you and I. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. This will put the knife to self-righteousness, won't it? Mm-hmm. It will. Matthew 6 and 33. This is the theme. This is the foundation scripture. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All of these things. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. To give you an expected end. Not for you to earn, not for you to work up, not for you to manipulate, not for you to slander, but to give you an expected end. People of God, I want to encourage you tonight through the word of God that God is a restorer. He is a restorer of anything that we've lost, whether it's health, whether it's reputation, whether it's wisdom. God, and hear me out when I say this, because somebody's going to say, well, the Bible said we don't have reputation. When you've messed up your name, he will give you the grace, the favor. Mm-hmm, he will. To endure the restoration of your name. He will. And then he'll keep you. Yes, he will. That you don't do it again. I believe the way that God keeps us is in our prayer life. I do. Because if we are in daily communication with him, we can hear him say, don't go that way. Don't say that. Don't act like that. Do you see that? We don't just plunder day after day from morning to night and not notice anything about ourselves, but notice everything about our brothers and our sisters. Prayer, the intercession for another person will cause compassion to rise up in you. It will. To intercede for someone and then see them accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. I don't really know another greater joy to me than to see someone give their life to Christ that God said in a seed for. I think that's marvelous. The Bible tells us that all of heaven rejoices. So I know we all rejoice. Hallelujah. You all, I'm so excited. I'm excited about the restoration. I'm excited about the restoration. What is it that you need God to restore? Is it your joy of salvation? Do you need him to restore the love that you have for your husband, the love you have for your wife, the love that you have for your children, the love that you have for your parents? What is it that you need God to restore? Finances, your prayer life? What is it that you need God to restore? He's a restorer. He is. And he's a keeper. We don't read where Job lost anything after God restored him. I believe that's a wonderful example of him being a keeper. He says he'll hold our hand. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. That God is a keeper. Yes, he is. I'm so excited about that. I know that we read a lot of scripture on tonight, but I just believe that the word of God is what goes down on the inside of us. I know that it's the unflappable truth, that it's unmovable, that when you pour it, it goes in and it can't be shaken off. I'm excited about that. The word of God is what changes us. If you and I know what the word says about us, about what God said about believers, the promises that he made us, we stop living beneath our privilege. I believe that. Amen. I believe that as we embrace and hear it and hear it and hear it and embrace it and apply it, that he said that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, that if you believe you receive them, then you shall have them. Ooh, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's a restorer of health. Yes, he is. He's a restorer of a broken heart. He's a healer. Our God. He said that we won't be put to shame. He's not going to let his word fall. It's going to do everything that he sent it out to do. It really is. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited. I am. You all, we're going to pray. I want you to get in your heart, on your mind, the thing or things that you need God to restore. Hallelujah. Some of us need a clean appetite restored. Some of us need our right mind restored. Some of us need a conscience. To be restored. God, I thank you. Some of us need our prayer life restored. Some of us need our joy restored. He is a restorer of all things. He is our God. Jehovah, hallelujah, the King of kings and Lord of lords. My. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Your people, God. Hallelujah. Get it in your mind. Hallelujah. Talk to your Father. Hallelujah. Tell him what you need him to restore. Hallelujah. Father, will you restore our joy? The joy of salvation. Hallelujah. Need you to restore our peace. Restore our peace, Lord. We need you to restore our health. Restore our health, Lord. We need you to restore us, Jesus. We need to restore broken relationships, broken fellowship, Lord. Restore our finances, Lord. Restore us, God. We need you to restore us, Father. Restore our broken hearts, Lord. Restore. Make the crooked corners of our minds straight. Restore. We need you to restore. We need you to restore, God. Restoration is our portion. Restore. Things that have been lost, Father. Some of them we laid down, God, and some of them were stolen. Restore our prayer life, Father. Restore our faith and our hope, God. Restore. We're asking you to restore. Restore our relationship with you, Father. We ask that you forgive our sins, that you were creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Restore our love for one another, please. Restore. Restore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is so. I want you to remember that God still heals, that He's a keeper. The things that you've asked Him to restore, they are restored. And He is a keeper. Diligently guard your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to God's Still Heal. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and we love you with the love of the Lord. You can write us at 702 Oak Plantation Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. That address again is 702 Oaks Plantation Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. You can email us at godstillheals@gmail.com or visit our website at godstillheals.org. We love you and God bless you. Good night.